Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Since October, 4 out of 5 New York City public housing residents have been without heat at some point, according to a 5-hour hearing with Housing Authority Chairwoman Shola Oladier that took place yesterday in City Council. Here is a very frustrated City Council Speaker, Corey Johnson, and that Housing Authority Chairwoman in 1 minute of a testy exchange between the two.
Just say it. I apologize. As chair of the Housing Authority, I'm sorry. I apologize. People want to feel acknowledged and heard in a way, and not standing up here. I understand I was in Albany yesterday saying, give NYCHA more money. I begged the governor. I begged John Flanagan. I begged Carl Hastie. Give them more money. But just acknowledge the problem. You cannot treat the patient until you acknowledge the patient is sick. So please, we want answers to our questions, and I personally would like an acknowledgement of apology that we've gotten to this point.
Well, Mr. Speaker, one, I have, from at the outset of my testimony today, acknowledged the residents and their stories and sharing that, and I specifically said that the performance and the interruptions in service were unacceptable.
The New York City NYCHA chair, Shola Oladier, with the new City Council Speaker, Corey Johnson, at the hearing yesterday, which comes after another failure of Oladier, which was to conduct sufficient lead paint inspections in public housing buildings that became a big scandal last year. So what is City Council doing about all this? Well, joining me now about his committee's hearing on failing heating systems and boilers in NYCHA housing yesterday, as well as the lead paint issue, is City Council member Richie Torres, who represents the 15th District from the Bronx. You ready? Bedford Park, Fordham, Belmont, Mount Hope, Bathgate, East Tremont, West Farms, Van Nest, Allerton, and Olinville. Councilmember Torres is now the chair of the Council's Committee on Oversight and Investigations. Welcome back, Councilman. Did I leave out any neighborhoods?
That was pretty comprehensive.
What'd you learn at your hearing yesterday?
Well, NYCHA withheld the truth from the public about the true scale of the heating crisis. In an attempt to downplay the heat and hot water outages in public housing, the chairperson of the Housing Authority said in January that 97% of NYCHA residents had consistent heat and hot water, giving the impression that there was no actual heating crisis in public housing. The council's own investigation tells a different and more disturbing story. We found that 323,000 residents at various points had no heat and hot water. Out of 175,000 units in public housing, 143,000 of them had no heat and hot water for an average of 48 hours. And so as far as I'm concerned, a heating crisis on the scale of 323,000 New Yorkers reflects not only a lack of investment in NYCHA's core infrastructure, it also reflects a management failure of the highest magnitude, a failure for which there has been no accountability at the highest level of the Housing Authority.
And I want to invite listeners who live in public housing to call during this segment. Are you following what City Council is now doing with respect to conditions in NYCHA buildings? 212-433-WNYC, or if you live in public housing and your heat went out this winter, just call up and tell us your story. Or more broadly, you can tell us the story of whatever conditions you think need remedied in your building that you're not getting attention to. You can say it on the radio, 212-433-WNYC, if you live in NYCHA buildings, 212-433-9692 for Council Member Richie Torres. That clip we played, which is being played a lot on television too, was Corey Johnson badgering Shola Oladier there? What was the point of you know, a 45-second demand that she issue an apology rather than talk about conditions and then just say whether he has faith in her leadership going forward or whether he thinks she should resign.
I thought the speaker was entirely appropriate in what he did. You know, rather than take responsibility and demonstrate accountability, what we've seen from the chairperson and from NYCHA writ large has been excuse-making. I mean, you know, keep in mind that the chairperson knowingly filed a force certification with the federal government regarding the lead safety program. She has submitted false testimony to the city council, not on one, but two occasions. Right? She presided over what I would call a humanitarian crisis, where hundreds of thousands of residents had no heat and hot water in their apartments when temperatures were nearly 0 degrees. I think it is well within the right of the speaker and the council generally to demand an apology and accountability from the chairperson, but more importantly, demand a plan for changing and improving the operations of the Housing Authority.
Well, whose fault is it, these heat and hot water outages this winter? I heard Mayor de Blasio on TV saying it is NYCHA's responsibility and the city's responsibility to do the best that it can with the available funds. But we're getting squeezed from Albany. We're getting squeezed from Washington. He sounded sort of ambivalent or uncertain whether there's a mismanagement issue there. How do you understand his position and what's yours?
Look, I agree with the mayor that much of the dysfunction at the New York City Housing Authority stems from deep disinvestment. I think where we disagree is that I would argue much of it stems from deep dysfunction within the management structure of the Housing Authority. So there's a problem of staffing, right? NYCHA has too few boiler technicians, and those boiler technicians have too little training, and the lack of trained technicians has led to declining boiler maintenance, which in turn has led to an epidemic of heat and hot water outages. From 2016 to 2017, NYCHA saw a 76% increase in heating outages. From 2016 to 2017, NYCHA saw a 348% increase in hot water outages. But here's where mismanagement comes into play. In order to be a permanent boiler technician, you have to undergo training, complete a certification, and then pass the civil service exam. The city council's investigation found that neither the training nor the civil service exam has been given since 2015. NYCHA chose to effectively shut down the pipeline of trained boiler technicians 2 years ago. And the impact of NYCHA's decision to shut down the pipeline was felt back in October 2017 when NYCHA, at the beginning of the heating season, lost 100 boiler technicians almost overnight. And NYCHA had no pipeline to immediately replace those technicians. So the staffing shortages are not only a failure of investment, it also reflects a failure of planning by both NYCHA and the administration.
Let's take a phone call. Robert, you're on WNYC. Hello, Robert.
Yes, good morning. I appreciate you addressing the issue of hearing yesterday about the heating and the lack of hot water in NYCHA developments.
Do you have a story about your own apartment or your own building?
Yes, I have a story is that NYCHA replaced few years back, NYCHA replaced all the pipes, all the steam lines and everything else in our development, which is LaGuardia. And that was before Hurricane Sandy. And after Sandy, they supposedly replaced the boiler that had to be raised because they were flooded. So we had no heat back then for a few weeks and hot water. And we had this winter, we've been cut off 5 times. And right now we have a notice that tomorrow we'll have no heat again. So why do they replace all the pipes and everything else when absolutely there's no heat? They put the fences around our rooftops, but they don't have enough money to hire a few repairmen. out of 15 million people in the metropolitan area.
I mean,
this is kind of sick.
Councilman, can you help Robert from the LaGuardia houses?
Yes, and I agree with his point. You know, the heating plants are chronically understaffed. You know, there are too few boiler technicians servicing too many boilers. Right, a private boiler technician on average services one boiler. A NYCHA boiler technician on average services four. Mm-hmm. So the staff is overextended.
Well, I mean, did the NYCHA chairman indicated that we'll have some remedy for that situation, or I can hire five repairmen in 3 days.
The NYCHA chairperson testified that there are plans to privatize some of the operations of the heating plants in public housing. I heard no clear plan for, you know, how do you train your existing heating workforce to properly maintain boilers. You know, NYCHA has $2 billion worth of capital needs when it comes to heating systems. And even if we were able to provide NYCHA with $2 billion tomorrow and install all of those boilers tomorrow, the fact is that NYCHA lacks the technical capacity to maintain boilers.
Robert, thank you for your call and good luck. I hope when the heat is taken out for repair tomorrow that it's not too cold out, or mostly not too cold in. Thank you for alerting us to that. And let's take another call. Here is Nicole in Brooklyn. She's calling about her mother-in-law, who's a NYCHA resident. Nicole, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the air. Yes, my mother-in-law is a NYCHA resident in Queens, and I'm calling because it was so glaring. She had no heat for about 2 months this winter, and it was incredible to me because she made phone calls and tried to get action, and it was just unbelievable that that was even possible in NYCHA housing. And just, she has health conditions as well, and so her asthma was exacerbated. Her other health conditions were exacerbated by the lack of heat. And it's just so tragic. And Council Member Torres was talking about how there were 48 hours for a lot of people, but this went on for months, weeks and weeks, and I think about 2 months, and just really was shocking that it was able to go on for so long without being fixed.
Have you come to a conclusion for yourself about what needs to be done to make that better?
Oh, I didn't even realize there were such great issues. I wasn't aware of the problem, but I think that the defunding over time really sounds like a terrible thing, and it does sound like there needs to be management changes. And I wish the mayor, hearing your statements earlier, I wish the mayor had responded differently, because I think it really, the mayor should take mm-hmm. the bull by the horns and really take action. This is not something to be looked upon lightly, and it sounds like the mayor is looking at it from the perspective of sort of distributing the blame, and it's not blame to be distributed. No one has to be, certainly the housing authority taking more responsibility is important, and really ensuring that they do is essential. But the mayor needs to really take the responsibility, because he's the head of the city. And so he needs to say the buck stops with me. The buck stops here. And we are not going to let the defunding by Albany or whatever else is going on leave our residents without heat. I'm a landlord myself. I have a small house with a tenant, and if we don't have the heat on, we would get in huge trouble, and
right. The
tenant wouldn't have to pay rent and this and that. So it's insane to me that the city would allow this to happen with city residents and for it to go on for so long. I guess in answer to your question, really the mayor has to take the bull by the horns and not pitter-patter around the issue, but really say the buck stops with me.
Nicole, thank you so much for your call. And here's that clip of the mayor from yesterday that Nicole was just referring to.
People in public housing deserve the very best living standard we can give them with the money we have.
With the money we have. is the point. And he went right on to say, do I think that we in the public sector can achieve everything that a private sector can achieve with much greater resources in the private sector? No, I don't have that illusion. Our job is to constantly do better with what we have. So, Councilman Torres, respond to the mayor there one more time and to Nicole.
Look, I have a simple question. Is how could we, as the wealthiest city in the wealthiest country, allow 323,000 fellow New Yorkers to go without heat and hot water, right? And the trouble is we're speaking about it as if it's an abstraction. You know, some of the leaders in our city government should try living in an apartment without heat and hot water, and I suspect there would be a change of heart.
Do you think that Chairman Olatier needs to resign?
I do. I mean, the chairperson has been there for 4 years. She has had 4 years to build NYCHA's technical capacity to maintain its own boilers, and she's failed. She's had 4 years to create a building management system that would enable NYCHA to assess the health of its own heating systems and then predict when those systems will fail, and she failed to do so. And she had 4 years to build the right team, the right competent operational leadership, and she failed. So at what point is there going to be accountability for 4 years of failure?
And who is it up to? Can somebody fire her if the political sector has a consensus that it's time to make a management change there?
I mean, NYCHA is a de facto city agency insofar as the agency head reports to the mayor. She is accountable to the mayor.
Leonard in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello, Leonard.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm calling about my rent that they put up $1,433 a month. And when I go to the man down at Tompkins Avenue, he said that my daughter work and my wife work and me work, we make $70,000. Okay, for the year. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that's not true, but I am self-employed. I buy gas, I pay a lot of things out of my money. My daughter doesn't take home all of what they give her. She pays taxes, clothes, food, and everything. And so say my wife.
And is that a NYCHA building that you live in?
Yes, I live in a NYCHA building. But what they're charging me for, they're charging me for the whole $70,000. They say you make $70,000, that's what you're going to pay. You have 3 rooms, that's what it costs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think so, because this is the first time I ever see they put my rent to where you cannot pay. So they put it that when you cannot pay the rent, they drive you out of the apartment and send you into shelter and throw you into the street, which I believe is illegal.
I hear you. So, Councilman Torres, what can Leonard or anybody else with a rent dispute, because rent in, as he's indicating, rent in NYCHA buildings is set on kind of a formula that relates to your income, right?
Correct. So, in public housing, you either pay 30% of your income or you pay the base rent of the apartment, whichever is lower. So it sounds like in your case, you're paying the base rent of the apartment, which I do believe rises over time. But you have to ensure that NYCHA is properly calculating your rent based on your income.
And do you know to the particulars of his question, if we can serve him with one more response here, whether deductions that he might be able to make on his tax return if he's making $70,000 gross, but he's self-employed, so he's got all these expenses, and what's reasonably left over for rent, is it based on that or
no,
just the top
gross,
line?
Gross adjusted income. That's federal law. You'd have to change federal law. That's not NYCHA's discretion.
Leonard, I know that was not what you were hoping to hear, but there you go. Let's take one more. Anna Maria in the Two Bridges houses. Anna Maria, you're on WNYC with City Councilman Richie Torres. Hi.
Oh, hi. Yes. Good morning. My complaint to NYCHA is lack of accountability, supervision. The elevators, they never work. The windows are so old, and then there's no heat, and then also we have the factor of the wind because it's just right next to the river. Another thing that I would like to write is the annual review. Before, they used to send us a package, and we used to fill it up, and that was no problem. Bring it to the office. That's it. Now we have to do this on the computer, by computer. Those computers, they never work. Those emails, they never work, and it's a huge problem, especially for the elderly. This has to be reform, or they have to do something, because there's a lot of people who cannot do this in the computer. Not everybody in NYCHA has a computer.
Yes.
Then they send us to the library. And that's impossible, because the library only give you half an hour, and to fill out the form, it takes hours.
Are you familiar with this computer access issue and computer form submission requirement, Councilman Torres?
Yes, every resident in public housing is required to do an annual certification. And the caller is correct that NYCHA has moved toward computerizing the certification. But she's exactly right. There are senior citizens who lack the digital literacy to do it online. So, it should be done. You should be able to do it in person and online. But to only have an online option does a disservice to senior citizens who might lack the digital literacy to navigate the process.
So in our last 30 seconds, you've obviously done a job here in your new position as chair of the City Council Oversight Committee of raising the profile of this issue. What comes next?
So we are going to hold NYCHA accountable for really building and implementing a plan for building the capacity to maintain its old boilers. I'll give you an example. In Staten Island, there is a NYCHA boiler that dates back to 1950. And that 7-year-old boiler has been so well maintained that it is outperforming boilers that are several decades younger. And so we need to replicate the best practices in that particular development throughout the portfolio. NYCHA has to create a plan for doing so.
City Council Member Richie Torres from the Bronx. He is the new chair of the City Council's Oversight Committee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Honored to be here. Thank you.